What is this thing?
It's enormous.
It's an asteroid, sir. It's the size of Texas, Mr. President.
What kind of damage?
Total, sir.
My God.
Nothing would survive, not even bacteria.
What do we do?
We blow this thing up from the inside. How?
We drill. The United States government just asked us to save the world.
Bruce Willis from the 1998 film Armageddon. Statistically speaking, it's not likely that asteroids will strike the Earth, but if they do, it is not pretty. One theory has it that it was a meteor strike that killed all the dinosaurs. Space exploration organizations like the Association of Space Explorers say our world is ill-prepared for defending ourselves against objects threatening the Earth. They've been working with the United Nations since 2005 to develop a global response to asteroid threats. And just last week, the United Nations passed a resolution to establish an international asteroid warning group and move forward with the association's recommendations. Rusty Schweikert is leading efforts with the UN. He landed on the moon as a member of the Apollo 9 expedition. Rusty is also a research scientist, and he's co-founder of B612, a group dedicated to defending Earth against asteroids. He joins us. Rusty Schweikert, thank you so much for taking the time.
Hi.
Will we have fair warning if an asteroid that will not burn up in the Earth's atmosphere is headed toward us?
Well, we will have for the largest ones, because we already know about 95% of those that are over a kilometer in diameter. But, you know, it only takes something about 40 meters in diameter to wipe out a city if it came in over it. And we only know about 1% of those. So the chances are 99%. We wouldn't even know about it until it hit us.
Is there a strategy in place right now for detecting a threat like that, should it come our way, and then dealing with it?
Well, there's a capability to do that. There is no strategy, per se. The Congress directed NASA to find smaller asteroids than they had been finding and that we have found to date. But unfortunately, it's not high enough in the NASA priority list, and as you know, everybody's being cut. So for that reason, the B612 Foundation decided to take it on as a private project, and they've been raising the money to launch a space telescope, which would let us know about the 99% of asteroids that we don't even know about yet.
Why do we need a new space telescope? I mean, aren't there already space telescopes?
Well, why don't you drive a Model A Ford?
So we need a better space telescope.
We need a better space telescope. There is one space telescope that's looked at asteroids, but it is nowhere near capable of doing the job that needs to be done. This has to be a special telescope that is put actually in orbit, not around the Earth, but around the Sun, at about the distance of Venus, looking outward at the Earth's orbit, and it picks up all of the asteroids that cross the Earth's orbit. That infrared space telescope is what we're proposing to launch in 2018.
Okay, let's assume that that happens, that we do get that space telescope out there, and we're able to detect that an asteroid is headed toward Earth with potentially disastrous consequences. Then what do we do?
Well, you know, you've got three different things that have to be done to protect the Earth. One is early warning, and we've just been talking about that. But the other, the second one, you can know something's coming at you, but you've got to have something to do about it. You've got to be able to deflect it. We know how to deflect it on paper, but that has not been demonstrated yet. And so our recommendation to the nations of the world is to get together and demonstrate this capability. You don't want to do it for the first time when it's real. So we need to demonstrate the capability that we believe exists. And then the third thing you got to do is somebody's got to be ready to make a decision when it comes time to decide. And that's probably the biggest challenge of the bunch, and that's the reason we took this to the United Nations back in 2005.
Okay, let's talk about both of those questions. First of all, how do you deflect an asteroid when you determine it's coming your way? Do we know how to do it? And what if we do have a theory on how it works, how do we make sure we're not beta testing it when we're facing annihilation?
Well, we do have a very good idea, in fact, about how we can do that. As I say, the technology needs to be tested. What you need to do to deflect an asteroid, first of all, you predict an impact decades ahead of time. The nice thing about asteroids or any object in space is that they behave very predictably. And so we can predict an impact with our early warning system, say 20 or 30 years ahead of it. Therefore, we go up 10 or 15 years ahead of an impact, and we change the orbit of the asteroid by changing its velocity very, very slightly, maybe 1/1000th of a mile an hour. That's all you've got to change its speed in order to have it safely miss the Earth when it would have hit it 10 years or 15 years later.
If we know it's
so
coming,
that's the way you do it. You just slightly change its speed in orbit.
If we know it's not coming for 10 or 15 years, how do we get to it? And then once we get to it, how do you deflect it?
Well, you get to it the same way that we get to Mars or that we get to Jupiter or a moon of Jupiter. We send a spacecraft out. We know how to do that. We know how to rendezvous with things in deep space. I mean, this happens all the time. So you simply launch a spacecraft to deflect it, 10 years ahead of time. You get the job done, and everybody breathes easy. The problem is somebody's got to pay for it. Who does that? Do the U.S. taxpayers pay for it? Do the Russian citizens pay for it? Do we race Russia up to push it one way or push it the other way? Those are the reasons that we've brought the United Nations into it, to coordinate the decision-making process, not to make the decision, but to coordinate that process.
You've been looking at this for quite a while now. Do you think that there is the necessary urgency to get something underway, which is not going to be finished by tomorrow? It sounds like there'd be a lot of work even to get the system together. Is there enough urgency to get it done before it's too late?
Well, let me modify what I sense your mental map is slightly. That is, you don't have to have something standing by on the launch pad ready to go. This is not, you know, the Russian bear bomber coming over the horizon and we got to have airplanes, fighter planes at the end of a runway. Once you know, because you can predict 20 years, 30 years, 100 years ahead of time an impact, if you've done your early warning job correctly, you can build the spacecraft that's needed after you know that you're being threatened. So it's not something that has to be done at the last minute. Nevertheless, somebody's got to do it. They've got to pay for it. It's got to be coordinated internationally, because when you deflect something, you are going to raise the risk slightly for some people who were not originally endangered in order to eliminate the risk for everybody in the end. And therefore, it has to be internationally coordinated. Will we be able to do it in time? I hope so. We have the capability. But do we have the sense of responsibility? At the moment, I don't think so, but we're working on it.
Finally, where did the name B612 come from?
Well, B612 is actually, if you go back into your childhood reading, you might have read The Little Prince, Le Petit Prince by Saint-Exupéry, and you will find that the little prince and his rose came from the asteroid B612. So when we got into the asteroid business, trying to deflect or, you know, keep them from hitting the Earth, we just named our organization B612.
Good one.
The Little Prince.
Good one. Rusty Schweikert, thank you so much for taking the time.
Okay, thank you.
Rusty Schweikert, former astronaut, asteroid defender, and a member of the Association for Space Explorers.